In one latest incident, government troops have attacked a students' protest in Zalingei and killed a student while 8 were injured, according to official reports. The protesters condemned the lack of services and high prices and demanded a constant power and water supply. Demonstrations then developed to push the government to open an investigation into the attacks and to name troops accountable for the violence. Eyewitnesses say Sudanese rapid support forces and riot police fired live ammunition against protesters and used heavy vehicles to block the rally from progressing further. Hundreds of citizens gathered around the government secretariat and burned governmental cars and buildings. Therefore, local authorities have declared a state of emergency and asked to boost troops' presence in the state. The attacks present a threat to the war-torn Darfur region and have led to concerns of more new fighting and a humanitarian crisis. Naba Muhyiddin reporting from Khartoum, Sudan.